The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the program participants and not necessarily those of New World Radio, Global Radio, WNWR, its staff, management, owners, or licensees.
Welcome to Exceed Magazine, your source for practical and motivational information for your personal and professional growth, productivity, and wellness. I'm your host, Katrina Patterson, and I'm glad you're listening. Hello and welcome to this edition of Exceed Magazine. I am your host, Katrina Patterson-Blackson.
And I'm Karen Adams. We are broadcasting on WNWR AM 1540 Philadelphia, and we want to thank you for joining us this afternoon. You can listen on your cell phone if you'd like. To do that, just dial 215-554-6101, or to call in with a question or comment during the show, just call 610-667-9697. And you also can text us your comments during the show at 68632. And today's show is brought to you in part by Hunter Davis Construction Company, providing full-service, high-quality general contracting service in the Philadelphia area. If you're in need of George Davis, call him for an estimate today at 215-510-7057.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Yes.
I know. So today we do have a wonderful show lined up for you today. I have a couple of great guests who are calling in. One is a career and life coach who is going to talk with us about the promise that we make to ourselves. And I'll let her elaborate when we introduce her after the first commercial break. And then the second guest is going to talk to us about seven steps to take control of your financial future. And it's going to be a great call, a great show, and I'm really looking forward to having them on. So how was your weekend, Karen?
It was very good. Busy, 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 continuing to be busy today. It's never stop. It's nonstop. And the weather has been just so warm. Has been so warm.
Yes.
I like it, but I like it a little spring before my summer. Now we're into summer, and it's going to be hot, and it's going to be hotter until August, so I'm not going to complain.
Oh, yeah, don't complain. I actually kind of enjoy this weather.
I don't. I don't like being sticky. I don't like,
You don't like the hot
sticky. I don't like the humidity. I just can't deal with it. I like dry heat.
Okay. Yes. I learned a funny, what do you call it, one of those tongue twisters over the weekend. It's kind of funny because it has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but it reminded me because of what you were saying. It was whether the weather be cold, whether the weather be hot, whether the weather be fair, whether the weather be not. Well, whether the weather, whatever the weather, whether we like it or not. Now, where did that come from?
That sounds
why
like
are you looking at me like
Winnie
that?
The Pooh or something. I don't know. You're asking me. Tell me. What is it?
Actually, it's funny because I sing on the choir and on a praise and worship team at church. And one of our members is also kind of a voice coach. So that was a singing exercise to kind of get our jaws and our voices all prepared.
Well, actors do that. Everyone prepares. I mean, when you use your voice, you're always exercising it, doing making noises and stretching and whatever. And that is a very good technique, though.
It is a very good technique.
Tongue twisters are very good for people who do radio and television because it prevents you from getting tongue-tied.
Exactly. And it also helps with your enunciation and the speech.
Yes.
It stops you from saying all the time and, all of the different kinds of things that you kind of tend to do when you're speaking.
But I do like the topics today, but, when I'm thinking, I think about it, I've never made a promise to myself.
Never? You've never said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that?
I've said that, but I've never promised myself.
Ah.
I've never said, I promise you, Karen. That sounds like I'm talking to myself, doesn't it?
I don't know how many of
yourself.
Us actually use that verbiage.
I know. I promise yourself. I've never done that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm really kind of glad about the topic that we're having this first segment, and I look forward to speaking with our first guest. So without further ado, I'm going to take us to the first commercial break, and when we come back, we will introduce that guest. Stay with us.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
If you would like to ask a question or add comments to this program, dial 610-667-9697 or toll free at 877-667-9697.
New Artist Spotlight and IM3 Media presents The Comeback, Philly Style. New Artist Spotlight will host its first annual Black Music Month showcase in the city of Philadelphia. We will also be honoring Deanna Williams, co-founder of Black Music Month. So please join us for an unforgettable evening to tribute Philadelphia's biggest and brightest stars in Black music. This celebration will bring together the old and the new generation of singers back to their original roots. June 30th, 7 p.m., Community College of Philadelphia. For more information, visit www.im3media.com.
Hello?
Erica, got your sweats on, girl? Today's speed walking day.
Oh, I gotta take my mom to the doctor.
Erica, your mom is in Georgia.
Dorothy, you're breaking up.
Did I mention that we'll be slowing down when we pass that basketball court where the Fine Brothers play?
I heard that.
I knew you would.
Just give me a minute to put on some makeup.
Sorry, you're breaking up.
Even when exercise is the last thing on your mind, don't give in to excuses. Your sisters can provide the motivation and support you need to eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. With the power of sisterhood, there's just no excuse not to live a healthier life. For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and this station.
Need a gift for an anniversary, birthday, or just because? Why not send flowers? They brighten any home, can be selected to suit the recipient's personal tastes, and are friendly to the budget. Choose from a wide assortment of arrangements at Pro Flowers, including gift ideas for any occasion. Just visit proflowers.com/royal or call 1-888-574-6303. That's 1-888-574-6303. Brighten up someone's day by sending flowers.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hi, and welcome back to this edition of Exceed Magazine. I'm your host, Katrina Patterson-Blackson.
And I'm Karen Adams. We are broadcasting on WNWR AM 1540 Philadelphia, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. If you'd like to call in with a question or comment during the show, just call 610-667-9697. You can also text your comments during the show at 686-3682
to text your comments or questions.
Yes.
So today our first guest is going to talk with us. She is a life and career coach, and she is the principal of a company called In the Current.
In the Current.
Joining us on the phone is Virginia Kravitz, and she's going to tell us more about her coaching services and what she does and what it means to live in the current. Hi, Virginia. Thank you for joining us on the phone.
Hello, Katrina and Karen. Thanks for having me.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So can you tell us a little bit more about your company? What does it mean to live in the current?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite topics. You know, it is the name of my company, but it's a funny thing. I took 5 years to name the company, and that's because I waited to see what the work was really about.
Okay.
Wow.
So the short answer to it, what In the Current is I noticed that regardless of the goals people come to coaching with, whatever that is, change a job, money goal, fitness goal, that there really is something bigger that's beyond the goals, because there's always another goal around the corner. That's the thing about goals. And it was really more about how we're living and whether you're feeling fully alive and connected. And that's what In the Current, it's a river metaphor, is really about.
Okay. So it's like flowing. You're fluid. You're living in the moment. You're moving and staying
all
in touch.
All of those things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And there's a lot more we can say about it, but there's the action, there's a, you know, going for something, the sense of going for something, feeling connected, feeling alive, So there's an excitement, and then there's also a calmness, a trust of going with the current.
So how do you know when you're in the current?
Yeah. Yeah, people often say to me, Ginny, is the river calm or is it wild?
You know, and I say, think, well, it could be both.
Both. But, you know, there are a few ways you know you're in the current, but I'll address how you know you're out of the current first, because those are the ones that pop up, I think, is obvious. You're out of the current when you are, this is a big one, when you feel like you're settling for something. You know, you're settling for less than you dreamed of or than you imagined for yourself. That's an out-of-the-current kind of thing.
Okay.
You try to force a sense of timing instead of going with the flow.
Yeah.
And you feel pressured. So those are some out-of-the-current moments. But it's not a one-time thing. I think we're constantly noticing whether we're in or out and learning how to bring ourselves back in.
Okay, so I've heard you say that there are two elements to living in the current. What are they?
Yeah, and in the current is more of a feeling of confidence and feeling good about where you're going. There's more attributes to that. But yeah, there are two elements, I think. There's this sense of boldness. You're not sticking your, it's a river metaphor, you're not sticking your toe in the water, but you're really saying yes to something and going for something in a bigger way than
okay.
you've done before. And then that other piece, remember how I said the river's calm, too?
Right.
There's the patience piece. I wrote a whole series earlier in the year on this question I've grappled with, which is, can you make something happen? You know, do like the Mariah Carey song, Make It Happen. I always love that. And I think what I came out to say in that series is that there's a little bit of making it happen and a little bit of allowing it to happen.
And how do you do that? I mean, you know, you're in your current, you're flowing, and then how do you make something happen if it's not, if the door is not opening? How do you make it happen? How do you stay in the current?
I know, I think that's the trick, that's the dance of life that we do. You know, we run into frustration when we think we can control something that we can't, or when we throw up our hands and say we don't have control, but we really do, you know? So I think you can... The make it happen part is not forfeiting what you can control, what is within your personal power to do and to act upon.
Right.
And then the allowing it piece has to do with letting go of unnecessary struggle or, you know, feeling like it has to happen this exact way. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I can feel what you're saying there. Oh, so you mentioned rough currents before. So what about those rough waters, and what do you do then?
Right. So in the current to me doesn't mean, oh, it's always smooth, you know, we're chilling out on the river. Sometimes it is rough and scary. And I always joke that, you know, when I feel myself gripping or hanging on to a branch, I know I'm not going with the current. But sometimes I mix my river and ocean metaphors, but, you know, we're coming into summer season, and when there's a riptide, when the waters are rough, the lifeguard directions are to, there's one of two things we're to do, and the metaphor applies here. We're either to swim parallel to the shore outside of the current and find another way back, so that means looking for another way versus struggling, or you go with the current, which is a little scary because it brings you out.
Right.
But then the riptide eventually wears off and you can swim back diagonally.
Okay. Wow. So tell us what you call, Virginia, the defining moment.
The defining moment, and I heard Karen's comments about a promise earlier. The defining moment is something I call also making a promise to yourself. And you might not think of it as a promise.
Right.
But you're essentially saying yes to a very deep yearning or deep desire you've had, and you're doing that in a conscious way. And it does have to do with not settling, going for more. I often call it your Scarlett O'Hara moment. Remember, for those who remember Gone
yes.
with the Wind, when she said, you know, as God is my witness, if I have to lie, cheat, steal, I will never go hungry again.
That's right.
I call it your defining moment is when you feel it in your bones. You're not just saying, oh, I want to do this or that, like a, you know, casual goal you've had for 10 years. This is a deep feeling that you're saying, yes, I'm going to go for something in your life.
I've always done that.
You have done that.
I have made, yes, I've always said to myself, you're going to do that. And okay. I've done it.
That's
and
good.
I've done everything toward that goal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, you know, what's interesting is now I have people, when I'm working with them in coaching, I ask people to actually formulate that or articulate that promise for themselves even before we get into strategy.
Mm.
So, like, for instance, recently I was working with someone, and her promise when we started working together was, I will find a healthier way to manage stress, and I will find a more reasonable job. Mm. That was where she started. And it was really calming because she knew she didn't have to know how, but that she was making a commitment to herself to find a way.
Okay. So when you say that you usually tell people that they need to articulate when they have that defining moment, do you find that that's hard for people to do? Because there are so many things that people tend to have a lot of goals or a lot of things that they want to accomplish.
Yes.
So how do you recommend that someone actually kind of streamline or do make a clear definition of those promises?
Yes. Really, it's a layered thing. So if you keep asking yourself, for instance, if you say, I want to lose 15 pounds, you know, if you start there, or so, keep asking yourself, what's under that? You know, why? What will that mean for me? How will my life be different? And you're going to get to the deeper answer of, you know, I want to honor my body in a new way, or what that means to you, what's really underneath it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the question of where am I settling is really helpful in helping you find the promise. Where have I been settling and I no longer want to?
Okay. Now, it's interesting that you say that, because in some of the conversations that I've had, especially with regard to the career, people settle more often in that area of life where they think that the job that they have is where they just need to be until, you know, something better comes along. Do you find that a lot in your experience?
Yes, and there are a lot of good reasons we settle. You know, sometimes it's not a matter of... it's so awful where we are, but we don't really, you begin to doubt whether there's something that's going to, you know, light your fire even more. Yes is the answer to your question. And all you need to know when you make the promise, and you have to be ready to do it and want it, is I promise I will keep looking, or I promise I will find a way to see what the best next step is that's going to ring my chimes. You know, you don't have to know the how, and I think that's where we get tangled up. We want to go right to the solution, and if it's mm-hmm. not there obvious, then we back off the desire.
Mm. Wow. Once a desire gets in my heart, I'm just so determined. I mean, I've always told myself career-wise, you know, what I wanted, I went after it, and I never gave up. I was like a pit bull. Now, once I had my career, I became complacent. You know, and then I had to reignite my current, you know, and I had to say, okay, you're here, now what? And I had to, you know, move forward with, you know, another desire that was planted in my heart, and move forward with that and go after it with the same fierceness. But I fell into complacency. That was my issue. You know, I was there, okay, I achieved it, now what?
Wow. Now, how do you recommend, Virginia, that people get away from that? Because that is oftentimes an easy thing to do, to become complacent in where you are.
You know, it's funny. What comes to mind when you ask that is, I remember the advice someone gave me, a senior manager gave me when I was in the corporate world, and I was taking a new position, and I had the attitude, I think a lot of people have it, which was, oh, this will be good, you know, like it's the be all end all, or you're gonna be in that position for umpteen years. And he said to me, Ginny, this is gonna be a really good rotation for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me have a different attitude, because I had never envisioned, a position as a rotation. And when he went and retired, I wrote to him, you know, your next rotation is going to be great. Because I thought, isn't that an interesting way if we go into a new thing looking at, this is going to be a really interesting time or chapter. There's another chapter.
Yes.
So that you're always thinking about what's next. Not that you have to be in strategy all the time, but that you look at it like, okay, this is what I'm doing now, and it's going to move and evolve to something else.
You know, because right now I'm not complacent. I'm in my determination pit bull mode. You know? I'm not complacent. I'm in that, you know, I'm in the current right now, and I'm focused because I don't like where I am. I mean, I want to do more. So I'm back into my mode of going after it, being determined now.
Wow. I'm pretty sure.
And that is an element of being in the current, even if you are interested in, we're always going, you know, humans are always going to the next level.
Right.
And so it's not a matter of when I get here, I'll be in the current. But even now, even as we want to make changes, we're excited. There's an anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
There's that movement, and that's in the current.
Yes.
Wow.
I like that feeling of, you know, of being determined. I don't know why. It makes you feel good, that it's like an adrenaline rush for me. You know, just being in that current. I like that current. I don't like it when it gets rough.
Come on.
You know, I don't like it when it gets rough or, you know, get caught up in that riptide, but I do like being in the current.
We all do. I think there are also physical cues to when you're in and out, you know, like, well, you know, what would be some that come to your mind?
I think probably fatigue, because your body is so stressed from, I guess, being out of balance and from constantly wanting to do something but not physically going after it or getting into action. That can really cause you some stress. So I would say fatigue, maybe a headache. Would you agree with that?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, they're different for everybody, but I know that I'm in the current when I'll have like a feeling right in my heart center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, where you just feel like you're in the right place. And it doesn't mean everything's perfect. You know, it's not like a Pollyanna thing.
Right, exactly.
There's a greater trust kind of thing. Yeah, a connection. Connection to life, capital L.
Yes. I had no idea I was making promises to myself all my life.
See?
Wow. That's really
I just, I was always talking to myself, saying what I was going to do, but I didn't, you know, really think of them as promising myself that. And it's so, you know, we promise other people. Why can't we promise ourselves?
This is
true. You know, things in life.
Right. And that's the promise step is how this river metaphor that we're talking about is a metaphor, so what does it mean in everyday life? The promise is the bridge to, okay, what does it mean in my life?
You know, right.
Now that, what would it mean in life? What would I have to do to honor this desire in my heart? So we're not just talking about it philosophically, but we start there because that's where the really deep motivation is.
Yes.
Now, Virginia, I know one of the things that you mentioned earlier is how important it is to go on record when you do make a promise to yourself. But to add to that, how important is it to make someone else aware when you're expressing it, you know, in private? That's, you know, that's okay too. But how important is it to engage someone else in the promise that you make to yourself?
That's a really good question. I think that there is a time where it is simply private. You know, you're walking around with it yourself, and you're connecting to it, you know. And then when you're ready to move out and take an action on it, then you do want support. And so, yes, it is powerful to share it with some people, and you want to be choosy about selective about who those people are, people who will be supportive, people who can help you. But, yeah, it can be very powerful when – that's why I do it as a distinct step now with people I work with, where they actually write it. And I say it doesn't have to be a tagline. It's just for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And share it verbally, say it out loud. It can be very powerful.
Okay. And so for people, Virginia, who want to learn more about being in the current, or to those who might be interested in reaching out to you, how can they do that?
Okay, yeah, there are a couple ways. I don't know if we have the article posted yet, Katrina.
It will be this afternoon, yes.
Great, so we'll have an article on the Exceed Magazine website that's called The Promise You Make to Yourself. And then everyone listening today, I invite you to sign up for, I have a free e-zine. It's a short but powerful read that you can get delivered to your email, and you can sign up for that at my website, which is www.inthecurrent.com. And then for those of you who really heard something that's speaking to you and you want to maybe go on record right away with your promise or have some help informing it, I have a special offer for those listening today. You can contact me through the website, and we can schedule a one-hour moving into the current session. And if you mention Exceed Magazine, I'm happy to have you pay $50, which is 70% off. Mm-hmm. So that's for people who want to move right away.
Okay. All right. That's great. Thank you so much.
Again,
that is Virginia Kravitz, and she is the principal of In the Current. And you can find her website at www.inthecurrent.com. Thank you so much, Virginia, for joining us today.
Thank you, Virginia.
And
my pleasure.
We look forward to having you on the show again in the very near future.
Yes, I think we've got a date in July, right?
Yes, we do.
Please
I'm
come
looking
back.
Forward to it.
All right, same here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Virginia.
Okay.
I'm going to start doing the backstroke in my current.
The backstroke. That is she made a very, a lot of valuable points.
Very
some
valuable.
Of the things that I hadn't thought about in making promises to myself
yes.
is this, you know, having that sense of boldness and not settling for. I've always told people, don't settle for less than what you.
As far as my career, never.
No.
I've always said I was going to do something, and I've always been determined to do it. Mm. In my personal life, maybe. I don't think I've ever settled. Though.
I think that's another area that people
exactly.
settle in.
Exactly. That's
kind
another,
of in
whole
their personal
issue,
life.
Too.
Did you say whole nother on the air?
That's a whole other. I said a whole other.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Honestly, I didn't say another. That's not a part of me. No. I said a whole other.
Whole other. Yeah. That's
conversation.
That's a topic for another day.
It sure is.
All right. So moving right along, Karen is going to tell us what is up for discussion.
Well, the question is, are we too easy on criminals?
And what do you think?
Sometimes, yes. You know what? I think American prisons, I think we are too easy on our inmates.
Mm.
I mean, I always say, get what? Locked up in a foreign prison.
Oh, my.
You'll be grateful.
Well, isn't
You'll
that...
be grateful for the American system.
I think that's what one of our readers actually posted on the forum. They said that Mexico is a horrible prison to be in if you're going to be. Or someone also said that we should engage or utilize the same prison system that China utilizes.
Yes, China, Taiwan, you know, you have Brazilian prison. Where Vandersloot,
yeah.
where he's being held in Peru, you will not want to be, you do not want to be locked up in a foreign prison.
Mm.
I can guarantee we are very, very easy on our criminals.
Yeah, so the consensus among our readers was that we are, you know, like you said, easy on our criminals, but more so on repeat offenders.
Yes, we give that slap, you know, slap the hand on the wrist. Okay, now don't do it again. They come back. Don't do it again. Send them right on back out there. And then they come in for a third time. I'm like, what, three strikes, you're out? Not necessarily.
Yeah, not necessarily. I think this is actually coming from a case that happened, I'm not exactly sure where, but I can find out, where someone was accused of, or actually found guilty of raping and murdering a little girl.
My God.
And when the time came for the court hearing, they basically only had an apology for the parents of the little girl.
There is no apology.
And there is no apology. There's no apology.
You got to work on forgiveness,
but
there's
was,
no, there's no apologizing to me.
But there was, apparently, he was a repeat offender. Apparently, this person had mm-hmm. committed this crime in the past, and, you know, he was let go because of, I think he had early parole or something. And so that's why the question came up, are we too easy on our criminals? Because had we had a more, a more strict policy with mm-hmm. regard to the time spent in prison with these kinds of crimes, then mm-hmm. he would not have gotten out in the first place to commit this other crime.
We definitely need tougher laws for sex offenders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the most violent sex offenders that go after children. Because when they do get out, you know, they say that sex offenders are the most likely people to repeat their crimes. There's no, you know, rehabilitation for a pedophile. So what do? You let them out. We have to watch after them. We have to keep close, watchful eyes on them. And because they will repeat. They will go and repeat their actions. And it's sad. You know, what do? How does a parent deal with that?
Yeah, how do you explain that to...
How do you do that, you know?
So, well, that's basically it. I would like to know what your response is if you're in our listening audience and you have an opinion. Just go to our website at www.exceedmagonline.com and search for Up for Discussion and chime in. See what your neighbors are saying, and, you know, we'd like to hear more about what you have to think.
Definitely.
So with that, we are going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will introduce our second guest. Stay with us on WNWR AM 1540.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
If you would like to ask a question or add comments to this program, dial 610-667-9697 or toll free at 877-667-9697.
New Artist Spotlight and IM3 Media presents The Comeback, Philly Style. New Artist Spotlight will host its first annual Black Music Month showcase in the city of Philadelphia. We will also be honoring Deanna Williams, co-founder of Black Music Month. So please join us for an unforgettable evening to tribute Philadelphia's biggest and brightest stars in Black music. This celebration will bring together the old and the new generation of singers back to their original roots. June 30th, 7 p.m., Community College of Philadelphia. For more information, visit www.im3media.com.
Your home is your safe haven, protected with the leading home security system in America. For over 131 years, ADT has been the most respected name in the security business. With fast alarm response, easy-to-use features, and 24-hour monitoring, ADT's services have made real differences in the lives of people just like you. ADT home security systems are specifically designed to provide you with fast, reliable, yet affordable burglary, fire, carbon monoxide protection, and more. Call today and get installed tomorrow. The number is 1-888-466-4695. That's 1-888-466-4695. Operators are standing by.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Welcome back to this edition of Exceed Magazine. I am your host, Katrina Patterson-Blackson.
And I'm Karen Adams.
We are broadcasting on WNWR, AM 1540 in Philadelphia. We want to thank you once again for tuning in with us this afternoon. You can listen to the show on your cell phone if you have to run out from your computer or your radio. Just dial 215-554-6101. Or if you have a question or comment, please dial 610-667-9697 or text us at 68632. Our second topic today, we are going to be talking with a financial coach who is going to talk with us about the seven steps that we can take to take control of our financial future. He is the principal of financial coaching with Glenn, and his name is Glenn Ferguson, and he's actually calling from the Bahamas. Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. I'm in Philadelphia.
Things are hot and sunny over here. How is it in Nassau?
It's the same here in Nassau. A little intermittently, but the weather's pretty generally summer, hot and humid.
Yes. Okay.
But you're in the Caribbean. That makes all the difference. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, the sea breeze makes all the difference in the world.
It does. Wow, jealous.
I am too.
I'm not a jealous woman, but I'm jealous.
Did you happen to send my tickets to the Caribbean in the mail, Glenn?
I was about to say, there's no need for jealousy. Just buy some airline tickets and you can be here in no time. It's about 2.5 hours out of Philadelphia.
That's so true.
Very short flight.
Okay, well, let's talk about some money so that I could save up for that trip, that ticket to fly down there.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we often talk to our listeners about is managing their finances. And we want to talk today about what seven steps a person can take to take control of their financial future. You were going to elaborate on that for us, right?
We're certainly going to talk about it. When we think about money, we think of it as being an abstract thing and independent of our own behavior. But when we talk about really controlling our money, it's more about us controlling us. From the article you would have read, we talked here that the most important aspect of financial planning is really you. You mean the decision that these seven things are what you're going to do to turn your situation around. Once you begin to put those things in place, then you realize your money will follow suit. Once you begin to control you, then you're able to control your money. And so we talk about the first thing that you've got to do if you're going to take control of your financial future is to forget about it. You have to forget about the past. Mm. Whatever has happened in the past, you've got to forget about it and not allow that to dictate what happens tomorrow. Because when we talk about money, you're talking about it as is the in financial circles, which is liquid assets. And liquid assets are just like water. And water spilled upon the ground cannot be gathered again. So it makes no sense worrying about it or fretting about it. Just forget it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now when you say, just to clarify, when you say forget about the past, you're not talking about debts. You're talking about past habits, forgetting about that?
Well, you can't do anything with forgetting the debts. Those are going to hound you the grave, really. it's about your attitude with respect to the debt.
Okay.
To the position that you find yourself in. So instead of fretting about it, you've now got to make a concerted effort to change that. And you can only change that by managing yourself and your money better.
Okay.
So the next point we made, Katrina, is that you've got to start now.
Yes.
You've got to start now. Once you forgot about yesterday, you've got to start now to begin to take control of your money. Because the only way you can influence your tomorrows is by controlling your money today. And so when you begin to start now and commit yourself to taking advantage of what the resources that you have, then you can begin now to eliminate the debts that you referenced earlier.
Okay.
I like what you say here. You say that, never forget, that is not money that builds wealth, but it is time.
Very, very important. We talk about that as one of our points, that you've got to begin now to control your time. Money mistakes can be corrected, but once you've created time mistakes, those can never be corrected. And so we must recognize persons usually equate money with time, but I say that time is far more important than money. And so you cannot afford to be making those time mistakes now.
Mm. So the time is now to start building your financial wealth.
There's no question about it. We never recognize in the community of color that wealth is the focus that we should have, and every dollar that we earn should be focused towards creating wealth. Now, when I describe wealth to my clients, I describe wealth as the ability to go without a paycheck. First pitch to a job and a paycheck, that they don't realize that life is moving us towards a point in time when we're going to have to go without a paycheck. Now, when that happens, what are you going to do? You've got to be in a position where you've created sufficient enough by using the time and the money that you have now so that you're able to go without that paycheck.
Okay. Now, how important is commitment when we're talking about taking control of our financial future?
There's no question that it's one of the most important elements. If you're not committed to an objective, it just becomes a dream. And I think commitment brings passion to what we do. And it's the same thing with relationships. It's the same thing with life. If there's no commitment, then we won't see the results that we're looking for, because success only comes at the end of the road of commitment.
Mm. I like how you mentioned that doing the little things take commitment. If you can't commit with little things, then how can you commit to a greater thing, right?
And that's the important thing. We confuse success with the larger things, but it's the habits that we duplicate each and every day, each and every minute, each and every hour that determines our eventual success. If we squander our minutes, then our hours and our days will also be lost. So it's the little things that we do each and every day that leads us to that successful.
Okay. Now, your fourth point was to put it in writing. Can you be more specific about that?
Well, one of the things that happens to us is that we all plan to do certain things, but we keep it at the top of our heads. And if you have it just in your memory, you know what happens. We forget things. And so in order to overcome the human issue of forgetting, we've got to journalize it or put it in written form so that we can refer back to it on a regular basis. If you have no indication of where you're going, it's like taking a journey, Katrina. You have a roadmap, and every now and then you refer back to that map to ensure that you're heading in the right direction. The same thing it is with achieving financial success. You need to have your goals in writing so that you can refer to them on a regular basis to ensure that you're heading in the right direction. Not only to refer to them heading in the right direction, but also to evaluate your progress. You're able to determine in any journey from the speed how much of it that I'm getting there because I'm accumulating the miles. Well, because you have your goals, you're able to see each and every day, each and every month, whether you're progressing towards that end. There's something very interesting about writing your goals as well, because Howard University did a study some time back, and they found that while 83% of the population had no goals, the 14% that did have some goals didn't really know what they wanted to do and didn't have those in writing. And the 3% of the survey group had those goals and had those goals in writing. 30 years later, because like I said to you, time is the true test of all of which. 30 years later, they look back at that survey group, and this is what they found. That the 3% who had the goals in writing were earning an astonishing 10 times the amount of that 83% group who did not have their goals in writing.
Wow.
I think that's a compelling reason why we should have goals.
That's wow, so true. That I'm going to start writing that. You know, I recently started writing down my thoughts and my goals, you know, because it keeps me focused.
And that's good.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. There's no question about that. And so if your goals are not in writing, they're just wishful dreams, which you will never be able to accomplish. You must have a step-by-step actionable plan that you're following on each and every day in order to get you to the success you're looking for.
Okay. And what was the next step after putting it in writing?
Well, we talk about you have to stop overspending. Mm-hmm. You alluded to it earlier, Katrina, the debt issue that most of us have. And that is a result of us not understanding the value and purpose of money. You see, the economic system or the monetary system has been so influenced by all of the external forces that we do not understand money, credit, all of the other implications that go with that. And so because of that, we see money as a thing that we'd be spending, and we not realize that every dollar you spend has the potential of jeopardizing other than enhancing your future. And so we have to begin to sit down, look at those goals we put in writing, and begin to look at what we're overspending, and then begin to look back and cut back on those expenditures.
Okay. And then I guess we're circling back to the control of your time, which is, you pointed out earlier, is very important.
Very important, because I say to persons that we all want the champagne lifestyle, but we never start at the beginning. We start at the end where we're buying the trappings of that lifestyle. Where we should start is how do we develop ourselves so that we're earning the income that will allow us to live the lifestyle that we want to live. And that all begins with controlling your time and developing yourself so that you're able to generate the maximum return the skills you bring to the marketplace. We only pay for the services that provide to the marketplace. And if we don't have the skills, which is the result of the time we put into the developer, so then we're not going to be able to generate the income to afford the champagne lifestyle. So it all goes back to using your time to develop you so that you can earn the most money possible.
Mm. And then the final point that you make in your article is controlling your risk. Now, why is that so important?
It's very important because you must realize that human beings are emotional creatures, and we always live by the success or the promise of gain. And we find that that's why Bernie Madoff with $50 billion.
That's the truth.
He was expecting to earn a huge return without recognizing that there's some risk always inherent in investments. And so I say to persons that when you look at investing your money, because that's the only way you can grow your money, you got to be considerate of the fact that all investments have inherent risk. And if you don't understand those risks and properly mitigate those risks, then you're going to find yourself being exposed. So as opposed to growing your money, you find that you're losing your money. And so I say to the person, there are three questions you should always ask yourself, because the key to growing money is not to lose it. So the three questions are this. The first one is, you want to know, will I get my money back? Mm-hmm. Whatever the investment is, will I be getting my money back? It makes no difference what the return on that investment is if you're not going to get your money back.
That's the truth.
The second question you want to be asking yourself is, what are the ways that I can lose my money with the investment? Then you have to be able to understand risk inherent in the instrument and then be able to factor that into your investment portfolio. And the last question that you ask, which is the one we put you at the forefront, is what is the return that I will get on this investment? And most times we're blinded by greed. We put that at the forefront, not realizing that's the last thing that we should be concerned about, because 1,000% of nothing is still nothing.
Mm-hmm. I had a broker. She told me when I was investing, and she was helping me, she says, Karen, don't get greedy. If you see a stock go up and you're making money off of it, don't get greedy and hold out for more. You know, make your money and then move on. Just don't get greedy with it.
And that's important, too. You've got to have your financial plan should give you those specific time horizon with respect to how long you will hold on to various investment instruments. Most persons don't do that, and so they allow themselves to be deceived by the greed factor, which results in most persons experiencing losses.
That's true, because it's very easy to get caught up in that greed, because you see the stock go up and you're like, yeah, I'm making money, I'll hold out for more, and it's like, no, don't get greedy.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, it goes down, because just as soon as it goes up, it's coming down.
Yeah.
Right. That's important, too. And you've got to realize that each investment has its own life cycle, and you've got to be aware of that life cycle in order to grow your money as best you can.
Yes, like Kenny Rogers says, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
I think if that song was listened to by more persons and put into practice, I think we'll see a much different result in our own financial experience.
That is so true.
That is absolutely true. So, Coach Glenn, can you please let our listening audience know where they can find you? I mean, you don't just limit your practice to the Bahamas. You do have clients here in the States.
Yeah, we've had clients worldwide.
Good. I love the internet. I love it. I love it.
I was about to say to you, it levels the world. It moves boundaries. You know, technology has certainly leveled the world. It's a flat world. It's a borderless world, and it's a world that you can travel by simply clicking a mouse. You know, so it's a very, very inexpensive way of traveling around. So we provide a number of specific services with respect to our financial and retirement coaching, and we're certainly available on the internet at financialcoachingwithglenn.com for persons that are interested in learning more about us.
Okay. And of course, folks, you can always find, you will be able to find Glenn's information, including his website and contact information, on our website. And Glenn is also one of my Facebook friends, so you can find him on Facebook as well. Thank you so much, Glenn Ferguson, for joining us for today's show, and we look forward to having you again on in the very near future.
Yes, love the advice.
Well, we certainly appreciate the opportunity to speak with your audience and to speak with you, and so we look forward to coming back.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And that was certainly really helpful information.
Very informative.
A lot of people don't think about how important time is when it comes to...
Well, time is the one thing you can't get back.
That's
true. And people think that, oh, I can wait until tomorrow. No, you can't. When it comes down to saving your money, time is not your friend. It's working against you.
Wow. That's a good point.
That's true, because, you know, I'm rebuilding, and I have to do it now. I can't wait. I'm getting older. You know, with each year comes another, I go up in age, and I can't stop it. So you got to do it. Strike while the iron's hot. That's what they say.
Do it now. And with that, we are going to now do our artist spotlight. We are featuring a song called Sweet Beat, and that is by Ernie Lake out of New York City. Then we'll take our commercial break. Stay with us. Thank you.
1540 WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hey, I'm Vernetta, and I have a show here on 1540 AM, In the Mist, airing Tuesdays between 3 and 4. We have great guests, interesting topics, the juicy stuff. It's a mess. Check us out. It's a show you don't want to miss. Tuesdays, 3 p.m. right here on 1540 AM New World Radio. Talk to you on the radio.
Your home is your safe haven, protected with the leading home security system in America. For over 131 years, ADT has been the most respected name in the security business. With fast alarm response, easy-to-use features, and 24-hour monitoring, ADT's services have made real differences in the lives of people just like you. ADT home security systems are specifically designed to provide you with fast, reliable, yet affordable burglary, fire, carbon monoxide protection, and more. Call today and get installed tomorrow. The number is 1-888-466-4695. That's 1-888-466-4695. Operators are standing by.
Hey you, this is Kaisha Woods from Be Blessed, Well, and Fabulous. I believe in beauty from the inside out for all. I look forward to you joining me on Mondays from 1 to 2 p.m. on WNWR AM 1540. I look forward to you being the best you that you can be.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia. Philadelphia.
Welcome back to this edition of Exceed Magazine. I am your host, Katrina Patterson-Blackson.
And I'm Karen Adams.
You have been listening to us on WNWR AM 1540 in Philadelphia. And we had a great show this afternoon. We had Virginia Kravitz, who is the principal of In the Current. She is a career and life coach. And she spoke with us about what it means to be in the current. And she offered some great tips on what you can do to take action toward reaching your goals. I really
love
that.
That's right. Making promises to yourself, mm-hmm. telling yourself what you're going to do and what you will do.
What you will do. And then secondly, we had Glenn Ferguson. Just so you know, we are officially international.
That's right. That's right. He was in the Bahamas.
He's from the Bahamas.
That's
Nassau.
Right. The reception. We got to work on the reception a little
bit. Yeah, but
just a little bit.
That's that's true. But Glenn is a financial coach, and he spoke with us about the seven steps that we need to take in order to take control of our financial future. Of course, you guys will always be able to find that on our website at www.exceedmagonline.com, and we will be making their Facebook and Twitter pages available to you on the site as well. We are going to be signing off in a moment, but before we do, I just want to leave you with this this thought. The search for knowledge is one of the best strategies for prosperity and happiness. This is one of the reasons that we have so many coaches come in or call to talk about various life issues. But I want you to think about how powerful it is to spend time in a consistent and disciplined search, purposeful search for knowledge. As with everything else that's worthwhile, it does require an investment. And I want to focus on a moment on two elements of that investment. We spoke twice with both our guests about money and time.
That's right.
So when you're in this search for knowledge, of course, it costs money to learn. It costs money to purchase books and CDs and to attend seminars and conferences. So each month, if you have not already, you know, started doing this, I want you to think about setting aside a small portion of money every month to invest just in your search for knowledge, whether it be that you commit to doing a seminar every month, you know, some self-improvement seminar, financial seminar, a coaching seminar. Just set aside some money. Maybe you can't do these things every month, mm-hmm. but if you set aside a small amount, determine where you want to go.
That's right.
You know, which seminars of it. There's so many out there.
There are.
And then set aside, you know, what you need to every month. Make those seminars. that's in the long run, it's a great investment. And then, of course, the second, which is more important than money, is your time. That's the second investment, the time.
Yes.
It takes
gotta
time.
Got to put in the time.
Right. Now, money can be reimbursed. You can always recoup money. Mm-hmm. But once time is gone, it's gone. Mm-hmm. So take good care in allocating and managing your time and fit it into your schedule to learn. Make that a part of your daily regimen. And of course, there's always the important review and evaluation. I want to encourage you all to focus and keep yourself on track and make sure that you have an accountability partner to help you evaluate where you are and how close you are to reaching your goals. So with that, we are going to sign off. And again, I want to thank my guests, Virginia Kravitz and Glenn Ferguson, for joining us. Mm-hmm. And encourage you to download the show on our website at www.exceedmagonline.com. And of course, we'll be making the shows available on our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube pages. So from all of us here at Exceed Magazine,
we want to thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you with us next week right here on WNWR AM 1540 Philadelphia. Take care.
You've been listening to Exceed Magazine with Katrina Patterson. Remember, whatever your goals, whatever your dreams, there are no limits. Thank you for joining us.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the program participants and not necessarily those of New World Radio, Global Radio, WNWR, its staff, management, owners, or licensees.